go.
Oh my god.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the Big Choo Choo Media Radio Show. I'm Steve Steinberg, and have we got something special
really
for you?
Fabulous.
This is so amazing, so incredible. You won't believe what we're about to show you here on the radio.
I can't wait.
And you're going to have to watch carefully because this is Win, Lose, or Idol, a fabulous talent show where you get a watch through the radio and listen to what they're doing on stage as you watch it.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going to happen. All I know is this is incredible. Oh. This is amazing. This is fantastic.
It's so righteous.
Yeah.
Win, Lose, or Idol on the Big Choo Choo Media Radio Network.
Yes.
We've got bands, we've got singers, we've got choirs.
So exciting.
We've got guys who play instruments and girls who think they can sing and everything in between on this episode of Win, Lose, or Idol.
I think it's so exciting. The presentations that we're going to have tonight.
Yeah.
Now, every single one of these persons is an innocent child of Jesus and God.
What do you mean?
So we need to be biblically correct here.
Oh, my God.
And just give songs of praise and praise and hand claps to Jesus.
Whatever.
Send in all your money or don't send in all your money.
Well, you know
while
what?
We watch these performers, and every single one of them deserves a trophy at the end of it, because that's what God would do. God would bless all of them, because that's what trophies are for. It's to show that God loves you. This is all about on Win, Lose, or Idol with Jesus and God and Purdy.
Well, I disagree. I don't think everyone deserves a trophy because that's not musically correct. This is not about being biblically or politically or sexually correct. This is about pure talent, people, and you either got it or you ain't. And baby, I've got it in my G-string. Jimmy! Oh, I am one of the judges tonight on Win, Lose, or Idol. And Idol is not spelled I-D-O-L.
That's right,
man. Wink, wink, shake, shake.
That's the brand,
Talk about the contestants.
Okay. So the contestants are coming up, and we're going to find out which one wins, which one loses, and which one proves they've spent their life being idol.
Oh,
and that's not I-D-O-L.
No, that's right. And that is the whole brand of the Big Choo Choo Media Talent Show.
It is.
Win, Lose, or Idol. Right. We're going to show you the winners, the losers, and who spent their life being idol. Let's go to our first contestant.
Okay.
Catherine, who is it?
I don't know. Here they are.
This is a band.
Okay.
No shit.
Did you hear me? I got my show notes on this.
This is a school band showing where all of your tax dollars have gone to. They are reading sheet music. It's called sheet music, where the notes are written very specifically.
I got the music right here.
Anyone out there who doesn't know what the hell I'm talking about, a note is something you play on your instrument, and it is supposed to match the note that's written on the music.
I don't think they're doing that.
You can hear, these kids suck.
Doesn't match.
They're not playing the notes that are in tune. They're not playing the notes that are there. They have...
I got the music right here.
Okay, they're not done yet. I thought they were done.
No.
I'm a musicalson, and a musicalson is a musician who also does musicals. Hold on.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Okay, I guess they're done.
Wow.
I don't know what that song was. It was so bad.
Really bad.
I know what vote I'm going to give them. I'm going to say loser.
Okay.
For win, lose, or idol.
Yeah, say
and that's
loser.
How I'm voting.
Loser is my vote.
Yeah, loser.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm tossed up between loser and idol. I'm going to say loser. Yeah,
okay.
So our next contestant now is a very accomplished set of musicians and choirs and
an
orchestra.
Brilliant.
From Blessed Souls Ministries.
And then a soloist that we're going to hear from, world-renowned recorder player playing a plastic recorder.
They sound beautiful.
Really
isn't that gorgeous?
It's
oh my God.
Very holy.
Awesome. Very beautiful.
Here we go.
Shh. Oh, dear.
Okay, all right.
Isn't that just so lovely?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, the orchestra's good, but, like, this dude...
You know, I think part of the holiness of this is recognizing the song that comes out of the...
Oh, my God.
The heart of the choir that I hear singing.
The butt of the choir?
Can you hear them singing?
They're not singing.
No, I can't.
And then that orchestra is just... That is so godly.
Well, the orchestra's good, but he sucks.
Okay,
and Prudent know this song. What is this song?
It's not a...
Oh, come on, brain. Bubble, bubble, bubble. Tell Purdy what this song is. This is... It sounds so familiar and bad
you,
at the same
thank
time.
Thank you.
Oh, that was nice.
That was enough.
I'm going to give that a win for Win, Lose, or Idol.
Oh, my God.
That's Purdy's vote on the TV show.
I'm giving them a lose.
I'm giving them a lose, too, Jonathan. It really was terrible.
I'm giving them an idol. The orchestra was okay, but that recorder was crap.
Yeah, it was.
Here's our next contestant.
Oh, it's a band.
This is another band.
They're pretty good.
From your taxpayer dollars at work here.
It sounds pretty good so far,
you know. It's pretty
so
good.
So far, so okay.
I like this.
It's okay.
That's what I think. You know, they're doing a good job.
It's building.
I hope it goes somewhere.
That's a real nice low saxophone section.
Oh, what? That's low brass.
Low brass.
Here come the flutes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not a flute. Okay, it's...
I've never heard of a bass flute like that, but... And now here come the strings.
It's kind of slow.
Is that in my show?
Okay, here come the strings.
Oh, my goodness.
No, there's no strings in this, Catherine.
Yeah, I guess there aren't any strings in this rendition.
Yeah, what show notes do you have? Because it's like, I don't know.
A very popular stripper's tune.
This is not in my notes.
Yeah, not anymore.
I don't have a clue.
I hope it's done soon.
Oh, my God.
This is not that good.
No, they suck.
I hope they're watching.
Yeah, I'm
going to
hit the John before we do the judging. I'll be right back.
I think Pernod is having the tar varm in Pernod's panties because this is pretty bad.
I need like a drink or something.
I need one too.
This hurts my ears, like my inner
ears. I need a scotch.
Where the spirit of Pernod is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, cut them off.
I'm cutting them off.
They're so not Jewish.
You.
They're done.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to give them an idol because I don't think they understood anything.
I'm giving them a lose.
I'm giving them a lose because that was so not Jewish.
It was even
worse than those klezmer bands I've heard. Now, who is this?
This is a real fabulous singer. She comes highly recommended. Here we go.
Oh, she's
let's
famous.
Listen to her.
Yeah, she's from Broadway.
Yeah, she's famous.
Says.
Yeah.
Okay. This is another white girl trying to sound black.
Yeah, that's like the thing now, you know.
She's off key.
She has no talent.
She's singing at Blessed Souls Ministry.
Yeah, she can't.
She's a gospel singer.
White girl can't sing.
She's a gospel singer for Jesus.
Yeah.
A white girl can't move.
Jonathan, stop it. She skipped a whole verse there.
This is holy.
She skipped everything.
She's not following the word.
Yeah, she skipped her talent.
She's not. What was that?
No, let's give her a trophy anyway, because she tried.
She is not Mariah Carey, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, she's not Beyonce, you know.
Okay, I'm giving that a lose.
Lose.
Suck.
Yeah, loser.
Yeah, I'm giving her an idol because I think if she just tried harder, she could really win that trophy for Jesus.
I don't think she needs
to be encouraged.
She needs to be down.
Let's look at this band. These are holy members of a band.
Oh, God.
Playing songs for Jesus and God. I'm going for that trophy.
I should have
right
stayed in the bathroom.
Win, lose, or idol.
Oh, my God. You know, the problem with these kinds of things is we need better rules and guidelines. They should not be allowed to play an entire symphony.
The audience is laughing at us.
Yeah, they're laughing, Steve.
They're laughing at these.
Is this Jewish?
Holy people.
No.
Are we kidding here? Oh, my God.
Stop laughing.
We're going to lose the ratings on this.
Steve. The audience is laughing at him,
Steve. Boom chuck.
The audience is laughing. Okay.
Are they drunk? Well, they should be.
It sounds like they drank an entire keg before they started playing their really mediocre music.
Stop laughing, girl.
In the low-salt diet
wing of a geriatric hospital.
I know it.
I'm sure our sound persons in the control room are having a real time with this because the mics are picking up the laughing, the chortling, the giggling in the audience.
Oh, they're done.
No, they're not.
Here.
Oh. It's Wait.
Hello?
Here was a dramatic moment.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
I can hear the...
Oh, my God.
Steve.
It's Satan.
Okay, this sounds like someone picked up all of the trash in my kitchen, as well as what's in the dishwasher, and dropped it on the floor.
I need a drink, you know.
And that's not music.
I need a scotch.
This is like a...
Not Jewish.
This is like... You know how the Bible says...
What?
Let me grab my Bible.
You girls, stop it. Right now. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they're laughing a lot, man.
This is like sin in real time.
Stop laughing.
Did they stop? Oh, no.
They haven't.
No, oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
It's just...
You know, this is not a joyous song under the Lord.
No, it's shit.
This is like, you need to stop that laughing. The microphone
is
picking
funny,
it up.
Though, you
this
know.
Is national TV.
They're
Can
so
you
bad.
Hear this?
This is good TV, though. I mean, this is fabulous.
It's good TV because they're
so bad.
You know,
if someone
so
picked up the empty offering bowls in the church and threw them at a drum, that's what this sounds like.
It
to
does.
Me.
Yeah.
Are they done? Oh, no, they're not.
No, it sounds to me like someone took a collection of instruments, threw it in the toilet, and it's having a hard time getting flushed down. That's what
that's
it sounds like
one.
To me. It's just really bad.
Oh, they're done.
Are they done?
Yeah.
Oh, thank
okay,
Christ.
God, that was, okay, I'm going to say it. That's a lose for me. My vote is lose.
Yeah, I would have to say that my vote on win, lose, or idol is lose.
Yeah,
and
totally.
That's all there is to it.
That's what I'm going to say. My vote is lose on there.
Absolutely.
I thought I was going to be able to bless them with holiness.
No,
they're damned.
Children of God with all them taxpayer dollars.
Terrible.
Oh, they're damned.
That was really bad.
Sure.
Now, here's another act.
Here's our next act.
Oh, my God.
It's another band. I don't know how many, how long are we going to be able to do this, Steve, and let the network pick us up for another season if we have these.
Have we got...
Is that music?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get picked up for another season.
No, that is noise.
I'll be surprised if we're allowed back after the next commercial break. If they even give us a commercial break.
No.
This is garbage.
Yeah. I have indigestion now.
There's something wrong with a human being who can't look at a note on a page and play it.
It's
you
sin.
Know, I mean, come on. It's like, how hard is it?
They're all serious about
well,
it,
evidently,
too.
It's really difficult.
Wow.
You know,
maybe
they're doing it as a comedy routine, you know, because it's like, it's so bad.
It's funny,
maybe it's on purpose. You know, did you ever think of that? Because that'd be, like, really clever.
You know, you have a point there, Jonathan.
It makes me laugh.
Now...
Oh my gosh.
Okay, you know,
are
I'm
those
hearing
notes?
Things that I've never even heard in the John when I sit in there in the stall and have to go number two. It's like,
the tar varmint.
This is like a worse version of that. It's like after the show in Vegas, back when I was playing Cremora Ravel in Vegas, right before my Vegas act failed, you know, sometimes you'd have to go take a jump in the back. Because you were doing a real hard routine on the trapeze on the stage, and all the girls in the back were taking a shit in the John.
Oh my goodness. Not Christian language.
This sounds just like that. I mean, can you imagine a whole row of strippers and whores in Vegas taking a shit, and that's what this sounds like, or actually stealing a shit, because these kids sound desperate. They sound desperate to hit these notes.
Sin, it's demons.
I'm going to call it early on this and call it lose.
Yeah,
I'm calling losers.
I'm calling lose.
On win, lose, or
total
idol.
Lose.
This is a lose.
Absolutely
lose.
This is a lose.
Are they, dear.
Can we have it?
Are they,
shit.
We have...
Okay. Yeah, so bad no one's laughing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, people are leaving.
People are leaving, Steve.
What is that?
They're walking out.
Oh, my God, no. Close the doors. Tell them to stop.
I think I crapped my pants.
Stop. Okay, good. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're done. Thank you.
Yeah, we're losing the audience inside this arena.
I'm smiling, but they sucked.
They were really
bad. I liked the lighting, though. I thought the lighting was really good. I'm still giving them a lose. I'm giving the lighting a win, but the band gets a lose.
Yeah, that's a really good point. The lighting was done so well. Very bright, very illuminating.
Shiny.
You know what I'm saying? It was very sparkly.
It was.
Yeah. The lighting was good. I'll agree with you on that. I'm going to give the lighting a win.
I also
liked the setting of the proscenium. You know,
it
was stable.
Point.
It was grounded. It stayed in place.
I agree.
So I'm going to give the proscenium a win.
I agree,
I don't
Jonathan.
Know what you're talking about. So this is our next act now. Now she's a singer going to sing something joyous under the Lord.
She is famous, and she's going to be singing Mozart.
Never
and
heard
she's
of her.
Well-trained. She's an opera singer. This will be real classy for our audience. Let's listen.
This man's printed at church.
I used to hit those notes back when I was playing Cremora Ravel.
The real high notes, yeah.
This is a very well-known piece.
I've never heard
of it. I used to strip to this.
I never heard of this.
No, I haven't either.
That don't mean nothing.
She's really good, you know.
I would like to ask her to come and sing this at Blessed Souls Ministries. Yes.
I hit these notes when I get kicked in the balls.
This would be a real good song to listen to those notes. That is... This is like a holy bird singing in a barnyard.
Or getting shot.
The voice of the Lord unto Pernia.
Or getting shot,
very
yeah.
prayer-like. Don't you think this very prayer-like?
Well,
This could even be something... I'm just thinking off the top of Pernia's head here. This is like a song you would hear in a big cathedral.
In
the Europeans.
Well... Maybe in a psych ward, like a cathedral in a psych ward.
Soaring wings of a bird and an angel.
Well, I disagree.
Yes.
It's
what the hell bird
is that? Or, you know,
that?
Even a royal wedding. I think the royal weddings would like to have this as a song because it's so dramatic.
The royal pain in the ass wedding is what it is.
Well, you know, the more I hear about it, I think it sounds like a turkey being strangled by a couple of cats.
What?
Yeah, totally.
Is that just me? I just
She looks familiar, though.
Yeah.
She looks familiar to me.
She's one of,
She looks convincing, but she
Who
doesn't
is
sound
she?
Like a...
Who
yeah,
is she?
She's, like, is related to one of the sponsors, so I'm going to have
shit.
To give her a win.
Oh, yeah.
She's related to, one of the sponsors of the show.
I'm going to give her a win, because I think that was tremendous. Don't we all love that?
Yeah, I would give her an absolute win on
Definitely
that.
Definitely a
and
win.
I'm going to ask her to tour with Blessed Souls Ministries.
A win
because that,
that
was really holy, Nike, and that's another win for Pernia.
Now we've got our next act ready to play. They are commanding our attention on the stage.
It's just a singer. It's not a band.
Is that...
There he is. I've seen him before.
Okay.
He's a country singer.
Now, believe it or not, this person singing is a man.
Yeah.
And he's not trans.
He's a Trump voter. He's a Trump voter.
He has a very interesting way of interpreting this song.
I like this. This is catchy.
He's kind of got three notes, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's big range. He sounds like a couple of guys that like to do solos at Blessed Souls Ministries. Very masculine voice. Very country-like in the...
Well, I don't know.
Red States. It's got that real Red States sound.
It does. It does.
Isn't that amazing? That was... I'm going to give him a win on that, because that was very Republican and Christian at the same time.
I'm just going to withhold my vote.
Yeah, on some of this shit...
Oh, my God.
I'm not even going to say anything, because, I still want to work for the network, and I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
Jonathan.
So, here we go.
No, I'm with you on that one, Jonathan.
Oh, totally.
It's just, I'm going to let that one slide. I'll pass, even though we're not a game show.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just going to enjoy my box. Ryan from Vanagon's. I'm having a glass of rosé on ice, and I need it right about now. And so we've got another group who thinks they're talented. This is a choir. Let's hope they can pull it out of their ass and get it right. Here we go.
I think for the first time after one of these shows, Pernin might actually need some therapy.
This is bad. This is bad for Pernin. Demon out! Demon out!
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you on that, Pastor Man. I think for the first time in my life, I might need a diaper.
But you know what? I just got this report in from the producers in the control booth. The ratings have just been doing nothing but going up throughout the show.
What? Up?
Now, listen, right now, my show notes say that they're doing a very famous pop song.
Badly.
You know, the board is lighting up with the phones in the control room.
Look at
People
that.
Are really giving us 5 stars
Look
on
at that.
Yelp for this show.
Oh my God.
I mean, the audience is loving it. So what's that about?
I have no idea, except maybe, the people watching think this is a documentary.
Oh, yeah.
You know how Americans can't tell the difference between, you know, making America great again and showing
sucks.
How America sucks again.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. It's like sin. They can't tell the difference between sin and salvation.
No, they can't.
They're just so comfortable in their sin self that they come on shows like this and let it all hang out for
God.
You know what?
Well, if the ratings are that good, Steve, we ought to package this up and sell it as a CD or an audio download.
I was thinking of that.
You know, fold the franchise and leave the country and make the big bucks.
Cash out.
If America's going to be this stupid about it.
Cash out.
And then we could just take the footage and resell it in digital downloads, because that's the whole thing that's popular right now.
That's what I just
listen to them.
I just said that.
That's what she just said.
Yeah, you know, hello.
It's just like,
is that for real?
Yeah, unfortunately,
are you for
it's
real?
For real. And you know what's even sicker about all this, Steve, is
I
that
can't believe this.
This is like after the audition, so whoever the fuck auditioned these people said that this was okay for
who
us to
who let them
broadcast.
In here?
And now,
audition people?
We're the judges
that's
on this.
That's what I'm saying.
This is
I'm
bad.
You.
This is real sin. This is
deep
sin.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not being very responsive. It's just that,
well, Steve,
I had catering go and get me a bottle of scotch.
Yeah.
I'm on my second scotch on the rocks. With a couple of Advil and a Bea Chaser and then a couple of Tylenols because I have a wretched headache. I don't know how we got roped into this, but I'm liking all the ideas.
Yeah.
Before the end of the show, we are going to find out how this can actually make money because
we'll turn
we're never
it around.
Doing this again.
Yeah.
I never want to see these people again.
We're going to turn it
this
around.
This is so...
Oh, my God.
Can you believe this? These are old people who still haven't figured out in their old age
really
how
old.
To sing. I mean, how long do you have to be on this earth and still not know how to sing?
Yeah.
Obviously, older doesn't mean wiser.
Okay.
This is terrible.
Okay.
We are going to cash out. We're not doing this again. We're going to cash out.
Yep.
We're going to fold the franchise and just get our money out of this, and we're going to be fine.
Right,
we're
going to
be fine. Don't worry about
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Aren't they done yet?
Oh, I like this song. This is catchy.
I'm not sure if they have permission to do this song, because this
I don't
is
know.
A really big hit. And, oh, my God.
What is it? They're stripping.
Oh.
Isn't it? They're stripping.
Okay, they're actually taking their choir robes off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's wrong.
These are 80-year-old, 90-year-old people taking their clothes off.
This is ugly.
This is just, I'm giving them a lose. No, I'm sorry. That's a lose.
Yeah, that's a lose across the board.
That is
that
just
was
wrong,
sin. And it says, sing a joyous joke unto the Lord, not take your clothes off and show us that you need ironing.
Oh, my God. So this is our last act, everybody, and then we're done. We can get the fuck out of here. More kids who think they got singing.
You know, I'm going to review our contract because... I'm just wondering if we got all the American Idol rejects and the rejects from The Voice, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like all those people auditioned, I think they ended up here.
Yeah, I think some of the people who didn't make it in the choir, Blessed Souls Ministries, are here today. So that's why I've been wearing my sunglasses so they don't notice Pernin. This is not good.
Yeah, they're definitely breaking the music, but they're not staying alive. They're just the singing dead is what it sounds like. The choir from hell is what I'm hearing. It's like, somebody make it stop. I think I got Saturday Night Fever going into Sunday morning hot flashes, and I just want to drop dead because this is really bad.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell do millennials know about singing disco anyway?
Oh.
Yeah, this is like a bad episode of Glee gone wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Totally. It's like the Sound of Music turned into the sound of puke.
Yeah. Okay, now it's my turn. It's like VH1 that stands for Vomit Horrors 1. We're an animated show. Listen to you, Mr. Hip.
Pastor Man.
Are they done yet?
No, they're not.
Oh, too bad.
Are we still supposed to judge these people? Because I think they've all prejudged themselves. This is like that product that Pernin tried to sell once called Pre-Mess, where it's prepackaged mess. So if you ever needed to leave a site or a situation, you open the prepackaged mess and just set it on the floor. And then everyone understands when you have to leave in a hurry. And I think we could use that right now. I wonder if I could call someone for some prepackaged mess and we could just lay it around the audience and then they'd all understand why we all have to leave in a hurry.
Well, you know, I had a couple of burritos for lunch, so I could go around the audience and just lay a shit around right now and that'd be faster than waiting for Amazon to ship it here on Prime Shipping, my ass.
Yeah, it's like American Express. I'd like to express something myself right now all over the floor, but I don't have an air sickness bag to contain it.
You know, this may actually be the worst show we've ever done. I actually, you know, I'm no longer worried about being asked back, and even though the ratings are really high, at this point in the show, I'm afraid of getting sued. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
What? What do you mean, sued? Why on earth would we be sued for doing a show of people who want to be seen on television with all their bad talent that they don't have?
Yeah, they want to be here.
Sue us?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we are wholly protected by Jesus and God on this, because I could do a blessing real quick. I still have my Bible. I can perform holy exorcism and make them stop and turn into a burst of smoke.
And they've all signed contracts, Steve, you know, that we get 99.99% plus 200% of everything this show makes. I mean, these people have signed their life rights away, the music rights and everything. We're going to make a killing on this. I don't know why you think anyone would sue us.
I know, but they could sue us for libel, a slander, a character assassination. I mean, listen to all these things we're saying about these people.
What?
Lose. You know, this is win, lose, or idol.
Oh,
I don't know, you know. I'm going to give them an idol just to be neutral about it.
Yeah, I'm going to give them an idol,
you know. Yeah, I'm going to give them an idol.
Crickets. That's all I have to say. Crickets. Okay. So, that's the end of our act. The floor director is ushering all the talent out of the room, and the ushers are taking care of the audience. Let's have a little commentary and debrief on this nonsense, because this is an amazing show here on the Big Juju Media Radio Network, where we are talking about win, lose, or idol with the best talent that America has, because we know that Americans love to spend their time, their effort, their energy, and their attention devoting themselves to things that truly show off their selves, right?
Well,
I'm not sure where you're going with that, but isn't this one of the reasons why the institution of churches is still an institution of churches? It's just like we need these people to come and repent for all this filth that they've spilled out onto the stage and polluted with sin the American audience.
Well, I think you hit it right in the nose, Pastor Man, on another pastor adventure.
What
this
do you mean?
Is an institution. With padded walls, that's where they belong.
You know, I was thinking with all these musicians and singers who weren't hitting any of the notes, it's kind of like the music that's written is a form of a contract that they agreed to, except they broke their contract.
Of
them broke the contract on every single note.
Oh my God.
We should counter-sue ahead of time.
Can we do that?
You know, like pre-sue? Can we do that? A pre-lawsuit? We could sue them.
I don't know.
For not following the contract of not hitting the notes.
Oh my God.
And so for every note.
I love it.
Do you see what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
I mean, every single note not hit
big money
by every person doing the not hitting of the notes.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Adds up to damages. My favorite Jewish word.
I love it.
I think this is such
a great strategy.
Oh, my God.
Everyone who didn't hit the notes
they
agreed to.
That's right.
It all written down. I mean, I've got contract right here.
They all signed
it
anyway.
We got this contract right here for every single person up on the stage. They signed their life rights away. We're going to make money from that.
Huge money.
And we push this through. I can push this through. I can get this taken care of.
Okay.
We can run it through Vegas.
Vegas.
And because I know a lot of Republican lawyers in Vegas.
Good.
They won't show my picture if I won't show theirs. Okay. I mean, we still have no idea which nude selfie that is that Robert Mueller got in that big stash and cache of information that he took from Russia.
Yeah,
so,
fabulous.
You know, when I was doing Kramer Ravel on my Russian tour, we played a lot of the Russian hotels, which, as you know, are all bugged with microphones and cameras.
Absolutely.
So I have a few secret nude selfies of my own that I've collected from these Republican lawyers.
Really?
So this will be a done deal. We can run this through.
Okay.
We won't have any trouble on this.
Let's get it done.
Let's just say that they didn't get all the audio recordings from Michael Cohen, if you know what I mean.
Really, darling?
Oh my God, darling!
I love it! Well, that's the end of another episode of the Big Juju Media Radio Show here on the Talent Show we'll probably never do again. Never! Moving fast, get the cash and get out. You know, that's how we do it on Win, Lose, or Idol, and we're not staying idle. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I think this is really good. Now, from now on, I think I recommend that we no longer use a traditional corporation in the United States, because we could run this through the Blessed Souls Ministries.
Why?
Cyprus, island of Cyprus, or the Cayman Islands, because we got a couple of...
Why?
You know, we got a couple of religious organizations in there, and religious, if you know what I'm saying.
It's so unconstitutional, Steve, for the Congress to make any law against an establishment of religion.
Oh,
did we
God.
Just do a religious show?
I think we did.
I think that's a win, everybody.
That's a win.
That's a win.
That's a win with no idol threat.